Legal Update brought to you by the Melkert Hubert Chedin Law Firm. Common sense, legal advice. With us again, attorney Neil Jensen. Neil, good morning.
Morning, Mark.
Almost said Lisa Hill.
Almost did, yeah. She's been here quite a bit.
Yes.
Right, because I've been out and about.
Exactly. Yeah. Taking care of business, no doubt.
Yeah. Not vacations, just work all the time.
Right? Yeah, well, yeah. You know, you're going to have that. Okay, so before we get into our joke and topic, I'm sure you have an update on some sports.
But you see my notes here, I got to do the joke first.
You do.
Or I get all messed up with my planning for the program.
Okay.
Are we out of time yet?
No.
Okay.
Soon.
Well, you know, I thought it was interesting before we came on the air, we were talking about your last name.
Yeah.
This is just a different topic. I digress. But, and how do you pronounce that?
Wodarczyk.
And how would Scandinavians pronounce that?
Johnson.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty clever, I thought of it. Okay. I have a Thanksgiving joke.
Oh, fairly appropriate.
Short. I've got another one, yeah. Now, you got to think about this a little bit. I think I actually had to read this twice before I, you know, had a little chuckle. A small business owner is distraught when two new big box stores carrying the exact same products as his store open on either side of his business. To make matters worse, the store on his left puts a sign on its building that reads, Best Black Friday Deals. The competitor on the right hangs an even larger sign that reads, Lowest Black Friday Prices Around. The small business owner panics until he gets a brilliant idea. He puts a sign larger than both above the door of his store that reads, Black Friday Deals, Main Entrance.
Oh.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty good. Another one here for people that have children. So many of my jokes often have to do with grandchildren, you know, but I've gotten into it. No, I can't. I don't have enough time to talk about my 7-year-old granddaughter. She's she has a little trouble with the truth, is the bottom line. I think she's going to end up being an attorney. She's starting at age 7. So. All right. The father passing by his son's bedroom is astonished to see that the bed is nicely made. Everything's picked up. Then he sees an envelope propped up prominently on the pillow. It's addressed to Dad. Fearing the worst, he opens the envelope and reads the letter with trembling hands. Dear Dad, it's with great regret and sorrow I'm writing to you. I had to elope with my new girlfriend. This reminds you when you hear this story, Mark. I had to elope with my new girlfriend because I wanted to avoid a scene with Mom and you. I've been finding real passion with Stacy. She's so nice, and I knew you would not approve of her because of her piercings and tattoos and her tight motorcycle clothes and because she's much older than I am. But it's not only the passion, Dad. Oh, and she's pregnant. Stacy said she would be really happy. She owns a trailer in the woods and has a stack of firewood for the whole winter. We share a dream of having many more children. Stacy has opened my eyes to the fact that marijuana doesn't really hurt anybody. We'll be growing it for ourselves, trading with other people in the commune for other drugs. In the meantime, we pray that science will find a cure for her disease so that Stacy can get better. She certainly deserves it. Don't worry, Dad. I know I'm only 15, and I know how to take care of myself. Someday, I'm sure we'll be back to visit you, so you can get to know your mini-grandchildren. Love, your son, Joshua. The father clutches his heart in pain, but notices more writing on the bottom of the note. P.S., the letter continues. Dad, none of the above is true. I'm over at Jason's house. I just wanted to remind you there are worse things in life than the school report that's on the kitchen table. Call me when it's safe to come home. Long joke, but yeah, kid figured it out.
Sure.
And again, I thought of you. You know.
All right.
I don't know why.
I suppose
sports report, huh?
Yeah,
it always starts with Lindsey Whalen. Mm-hmm. By the way, I've heard some rumors about naming things for Lindsey Whalen.
Gymnasium.
Tell me what you know about that. You would know.
The Hutchinson Gymnasium, newly refurbished, remodeled, you know, with the school, campus there. It's going to be named Whalen Gymnasium.
It is. They've decided that.
Huh? It's going to be a public, I want to say the 27th, there's 6:30 p.m. Check your local listings, but
yes.
I think it's the 27th, 6:30, a public
27th.
Dedication, if you will.
Well, that's terrific.
Yeah.
I mean, who's more famous than that? Didn't they have something in the Minneapolis paper? Sid Hardman somehow said something about Joe Maurer was the most famous Minnesota athlete ever, and then bunch of Lindsey Whalen fans called in, and they took some kind of vote.
Oh, yeah?
You know, an internet vote.
Sure.
And she won.
Wow.
So.
Well, and I'll have to double check that date, but we can you know, I can punch that up and check it out later.
Okay.
On that dedication.
On the dedication.
It's on our website. So okay. KDUZ.com. There's a story. Click on news and scroll down a little bit. It'll be there. But yeah.
So, well, at any rate, so
now she's coaching.
She continues with her new career. She filled the Williams Arena the first time out. The team has won two games so far, and they're ranked 25th in the country already. They beat Xavier recently. She signed, and I've never seen this before, Mark, but when you go out and recruit, and you try to get these recruits to sign letters of intent. Mm-hmm. And they have this early signing time, which is great, but it's hard to get them to do that. All five signed right away with her. She's got kids coming in that are...
Well, yeah. What does that say? You know.
When she recruited the first class, I forgot, it was one of the better guards in Colorado, who said, well, of course, I could play for Lindsey Whalen. That's fantastic. I mean, you know, with that national reputation.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it bodes well for the Gopher women's basketball team. The Gopher men's basketball team looks awfully good.
It is Tuesday, November 27th, 6:30 at the high school gymnasium.
What's that again?
Yes.
Say that again.
November 27th, Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. at the Hutchinson High School gymnasium.
And that's the dedication.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Dedication ceremony.
All right. So that's
what else?
That's the sports update, and okay. That's Minnesota. My prediction: Minnesota football team is going to beat Northwestern homecoming, which is Saturday, which would be when this is broadcast in the morning.
Where do they play homecoming? They play in Wisconsin? Or?
Yeah, sure. They play homecomings are always played at the other person's stadium. Yeah, it's a new deal.
New thing.
And the Vikings are going to beat the Bears. That'll be a big win. Green Bay lost last night.
Yep, Seattle.
Yep, yeah.
Watched it.
All right.
Another 3 hours I won't get back, but hey, you know.
I watched most of it too.
It was a good game, I guess, overall.
I think so. Neither one of the offenses looked spectacular,
I didn't think. There was, I know Green Bay needs some work in some areas.
Well, I saw Aaron Rodgers throw a pass I couldn't believe.
Yeah.
It was 10 feet short of... You know, it was a first down, third down play, so he might be a little off.
Well,
this year.
You know, age does that.
Yeah. Well, look at us. Or look at me.
He still has power.
Yeah.
In his throw, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he hits him right on the money too. Yeah. So, and so did Mr. Wilson. But he was a little sloppy at the beginning.
Yeah, he was. He's just a little guy. You know, he's only 5'11", I think.
I want to say, did he come from Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think
Badger.
He did. I think he transferred to Wisconsin, maybe played 1 year there.
Okay.
And then, he might have been, he was not a high draft choice, probably because he was 5'11".
Yeah. Well.
Well, that's our show. Wait a minute. No, we got to talk.
You think the Vikings will beat the Bears?
Yes.
Or is it?
I do. I think, the Bears' last three games, not good teams. They've had a great schedule. We've had a tough schedule.
Okay, yeah.
So that makes a difference.
Well, that would be, I think the Vikings are... going to win the division then, having said that.
I think they are, yeah, because they beat the Bears, and then we get Green Bay at home, beat up on them, and then run the table.
Yeah, there's, maybe. Like I say, I haven't seen a lot of the Vikings. When I did, they were kind of inconsistent. I think that has kind of turned around.
It has. Their defense was off a little bit. You know what happened? They had all the national spotlight, and everybody thought, they're a Super Bowl team, very likely. And then they mailed it against Buffalo and lost to Buffalo.
Yeah.
Then all the expectations left, and then they got better.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna. The topic. Beware the book.
Beware the book. Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm assuming this must have something to do with. What people would see rules and regulations or something, but you're going to explain this to me.
No, I will explain it. What it means is a lot of, and this it is no bad, but a lot of estate planners will give you a very large three-ring binder, and it's just full of information and full of forms and so on. There's nothing wrong with that, but sometimes you really don't need all of that. And the point of this is I've seen these books brought in. And people will ask me, what is this? You know, and they bought the information generally from somebody who doesn't practice locally. So this is kind of a shop local attorney story or plug. But local attorneys are pretty good, you know, when it comes to estate planning. We don't take a, what do they say, a second candle? No, we don't take
second fiddle.
We're not second fiddle, no. We know what we're doing. There's a lot of experience. My point is that if you see a local attorney, you may get a big book, but more than likely you're going to get a lot of information. You'll get all the forms. You'll get all the planning done properly. One thing about a local experienced attorney is, and I'm not just talking about myself, we have a number of attorneys in McLeod County, and there are some excellent estate planners in Litchfield that I know personally. And they're good at what they do. And the thing is, when you use a local attorney, when your spouse dies, when one of your children dies, when you change your assets, when you buy some additional land, you can update it with, here it goes, attorney, and they know. Just about to sneeze. The local attorney knows your situation, and he knows about the family, and he knows about the land, and he knows about ditch rights, and he knows all these things, particularly when it comes to real estate and farm real estate. And so that's really someone who you want to work with. I'm not saying all my friends east of here are bad attorneys, but local attorneys are pretty competent. I remember, Mark, when my dad was a CPA and accountant in Hutch for 60 years, and he did a lot of school audits. At one point, I think he was auditing over 60 schools in the state, going all over Minnesota, Worthington, Wilmer, big schools, smaller schools. Guess the one school that would not hire him?
Hutchinson.
Hutchinson High School. It's just, you know, it's just like you have to go.
You got somewhere else.
They
had
to go
gonna be better. Yeah.
Someplace else. Well, which is not unusual. You know, people will they'll go to St. Cloud to buy clothes or something, go shop.
Yeah.
People in St. Cloud probably go to Minneapolis. People in Minneapolis maybe go to Chicago. I mean, you always have to go someplace.
Well, like
where do we go fishing when we go out
to
the lake?
I was
going
to say, it's like fishing.
Yeah.
you have to go somewhere else.
Yeah, you got to go to the other side of the lake, right?
Well, I would think one of the things about that is that, boy, wouldn't you want the attorney here? So, because if it was me, I'm sure I'd have questions, and I'd rather deal with somebody in person to set stuff up and have questions rather than, okay, well, I got to run to the Twin Cities now.
Set an appointment,
and then is this going to work? Of course. You know, it's 5 minutes to run downtown here or wherever.
Yeah,
you know,
that's exactly what it is. You can, you know, I always say you can find me. You know,
yeah.
You know, if I'm not, you know, out on the golf course or out on the lake someplace, you can find me. I'm right downtown. You know, where's my office?
Well, it's
this
right between
test.
Carly's Shoes and Main Street Sports Bar.
That's correct.
So I don't know the actual address number.
I don't
but
either.
That's all I need to know.
22 Main Street North.
22.
Yeah. But so you can track me down. We're there, and that's the way it is with you know, the other local attorneys. You can find them. You can ask questions, and so that's my plug. And the other thing we try to do as local attorneys, I always have, is to follow the KISS rule. And of course, you know what that is.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Except it wasn't stupid when I learned it in Korea. It was keep it simple. Well, we can't say that on the radio, can we? No. But thanks. It's a good point. Things don't have to be overcomplicated.
I think, I once heard Jesse Ventura, our former governor, once he said that too. Because the idea was to keep it simple.
Yeah.
But I think he misquoted it and said keep it simple and stupid. Which
well that would be Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too many slammed down on the mat too many times before he became governor, right?
Now we're getting into politics, and I don't know that we should go there. But
no. I had somebody when I first got back to town in 1975. There was an attorney who shall go nameless, but he for some reason, I was over at his office when he was just going through an execution of some wills. And he got up and he walked around the desk and he's talking about how important. He spent 20 minutes pontificating about this this document that he had drafted. But we don't do that. We follow the KISS rule.
Well, and that's, you know, you do more, and we're extending this program way longer than it should be, but, you know, I'm doing some things online.
Yeah.
You know, regarding, you know, let's say taxes and financial aid, student aid, you know, this kind of thing.
Yes.
And, you know, keep it simple. You don't know what they mean.
No.
By a certain question.
No.
You know, you start assuming, are they asking me this, that, or the other thing, right? Because it's not laid out necessarily the way it should be for everybody to understand right off the, you know, what's your name? Yeah, we get that. But when you start getting into other things.
Well, it kind of gets it.
And who do you ask when you're online?
Exactly. And, you know, it goes to, if we had another half hour, it goes to directions. I was trying to fix something, and take out a cargo bar in my Jeep or something, and I looked in the catalog. No, couldn't find it.
Wow. Well,
direction. You know, you look in the index. Well, we won't solve that today, I guess.
No, that'll be another program.
All right.
Legal Update brought to you by the Melker, Hubert, Shadeen Law Firm, Common Sense Legal Advice. Neil, have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, Mark.